A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about this cacophony of chaos. Sound, cacophony means chaotic sound. Cacophony of chaos that we are living in under this 47 administration. I want you to think about the ways in which you can focus on what is most important to you and survive this really chaotic and destabilized time in our country's history. So today, there's been a lot of talk about the Supreme Court case where the Supreme Court can do some things, which is give the president even more unchecked power, right? The ability to fire the heads of independent agencies, right? So Lisa Cook is the federal, is the current commissioner who he's been trying to fire because she, and she's a commissioner on the Treasury, of the Treasury, right? So it's an independent agency. And she's a Black woman. So of course he went around and fired all the Black women in general and Black men specifically in all of the agencies, in all of the governmental departments. So now they're trying to give him the right to fire even those who are part of independent agencies, which is supposed to be the checks and balances for his office, right? So this basically, it's thought that it will happen because he handpicked the Supreme Court and they have basically been doing his bidding, you know, with the exception of the three justices who are trying to stay the course and actually follow the Constitution. So everybody's been talking about it. But there's also another Supreme Court case that is happening that will allow even more what we call dark money to be poured into politics, political elections. And if you've been living under a rock, there was a big, big case about that. And it's already been a big, big case in which the private citizens are able to give huge sums of money to elections that previously was not allowed because they did not want people to be able to buy elections. But now that we are definitely living in a kleptocracy, and that is an administration that is rife with, at best, unethical behavior, and at worst, criminal behavior. There have been just more and more pushes towards the Supreme Court to just give this president more and more unchecked power, because obviously where we're headed is the opposite of democracy, a fascist regime. That's what we have. It's a kleptocracy right now. It was that in when he was 45 and continues to be so now. So what I want you to know is that just because there's been a lot of talk and engagement around certain issues, that doesn't mean that's the only issue you should be paying attention to. I know it's hard to function in a chaotic state. I was telling Tony earlier, I'm grumpy because I'm trying to keep up with all of the madness that is going on. And that is a strategy. It's a communication strategy. It's called chaos theory. And it's when you create, you put so much information and misinformation and disinformation out into the universe or into the media stratosphere that people are confused. They check out, they're stressed. They're like, oh, I can't watch TV anymore. I can't read another newspaper article. I can't go online anymore. I can't talk to my relatives. So they check out. And so the power continues to go unchecked. This usually happens in fascist societies, like fascist regimes. This is how they control their people. And this is a tactic and a strategy, right? So it's like create as much chaos as possible. You don't know what you should be paying attention to. You tap out, i.e. you get lethargic and you're like, I can't take it anymore. I don't want to be a part of this. And you just comply. And so what I need you to know is that the goal is for you to comply and to not push back. The goal is for you to get tired and to not push back. The goal is for you to focus on one thing only, right? When those people, those really smart people who are like, I'm a one issue voter, when they're like 50 issues on the ballot. That's the goal, so that you make what I would call, and I try not to use the word stupid, but stupid decisions that have really real consequences, especially at the voting booth. And we're seeing that now. If you didn't see it before, if you have had the privilege of not having to deal with issues like discrimination, racism, and bias, and all of those things, then, you know, welcome. So I need you to know that it's not going away. This is basically the state in which we will live and continue to live, especially for the next 3 years that 47 remains in power. And so the goal is to tire you out. And, you know, he's been in office, well, not even a year yet, January 19th, right? So, but it feels like 10 years. It's like dating an abuser. And that is not funny, haha, that's nervous laughter. But that is what happens when you talk to women and men who have been in abusive relationships. They will tell you the weight of being in that relationship, the year that they spent with that person, the 2 years that they spent with that person felt like 20 because it was that heavy, because it was so much chaos and disorder and disruption and a lack of stability. So we are currently, that would be the populace, the people who vote, the people who actually have to live with the decisions that are made by oligarchs, tech bros, and fascists. We have to live with those decisions, which is why we have to pay the taxes, which is why we have to pay the tariffs, which is why we have to absorb all of the costs financially, physically, emotionally, you know, all of the decimation of healthcare, right? We're going to take that. We're going to absorb that. And it will be being bankrupted. People are going to go bankrupt. People are going to die, right? Because they cannot afford healthcare, or they cannot afford the medications, right? Or because they don't have access to hospitals that are shutting down left and right, particularly in rural areas. All right. So these are tactics and strategies of people who are functioning in fascist societies, and they want to make it part of your everyday life. So you need to know that is what's happening so that you can devise a plan to fight back. One of which is focus on your thing, right? And figure out what you need to do, whether it's fight, you know, whether it's contacting your congressperson, voting that congressperson in or out of office, running for office yourself, writing an op-ed. There's lots of things that you can do. Doing a podcast that can reach other people, educating people about the voting process and about ethics in government. There are lots of things that you can be doing that will have, even if it's small and incremental change, it will have some type of change. And if nothing else, it will let the people who come behind you, your children, your grandchildren, what have you, know that you were on the right side of history, that you did not concede to fascism and to the oligarchs and the tech bros who now have us paying their bills. So I need you to know that you have to stay strong, and you have to focus, and you have to pay attention, and you have to inform yourself, right? If you read Project 2025, this is not new information. If you've taken communications courses, political communication courses, this is not new information. If you paid attention in your civics courses when they still taught civics courses, this is not new information. You know what is happening. You can basically go by. It's a textbook definition of fascism. It's a textbook definition of propaganda. It's a textbook definition of grift. Right, corruption is textbook definition of these things. That is what's happening. And it does make you feel uncomfortable. And it is upsetting, particularly when you ascribe to an ideology that says that we are supposed to have freedom in our choices and what's available to us, and that our vote is supposed to count, and that people can't just redistrict around us, right? We're just going to create new rules. You know, every time we learn the new rules, and E. Franklin Frazier wrote about this, but every time you learn the rules, those in power change them, right? So once you get settled, you're like, okay, I know the rules of the game. I can play this game. They change them so they can stay in power. That's just how it works. So you have to fight back against it, all right? So I need you to know that. Don't give up. Stay focused, stay informed, and do whatever you can do. If you got $5 extra, give it to a candidate who's not a fascist. I know people are like, oh, I'm tapping out. The system is terrible. Congress is horrible. There are actually quite a few people in Congress who are fighting. You know, people keep talking about Jasmine Crockett. They're talking about Raphael Warnock. They're talking about these folks. And they are fighting. But there are a lot more people who are actually fighting. And there are a lot of third party candidates who are also fighting. So, Mr. Miyagi, please be quiet. So, I need you to know to hang in there. All right, so tune in next week to Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga Burton. I will be here along with Tony and Chris to bring you the news that you need in the way that you can hear it, I hope. So have a wonderful day, and I will be back next week. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.